Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Buy, Rehab, Rent, Refinance, Repeat by David M. Green presents the Burr method as a repeatable system for building a rental portfolio with limited cash tied up in each deal. Written for aspiring and intermediate real estate investors, the book focuses on the practical sequence that turns distressed or undervalued properties into stabilized rentals and then recycles capital through refinancing. Green, known for his real estate education content, frames Burr as both a set of steps and a mindset. Buy with a margin of safety, add value through focused renovations, secure reliable tenants, and use improved cash flow and appraised value to qualify for better financing. The introduction of the strategy is grounded in fundamental investment logic, such as buying below after repair value, managing rehab risk, and prioritizing long-term operations. Readers can expect guidance on analyzing deals, coordinating contractors, choosing financing options, and building a team so the process can be repeated with less friction over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, buy. Finding undervalued properties and underwriting the deal. The first pillar of Burr is buying a property with enough built-in equity to withstand surprises and still produce a strong outcome. The book emphasizes disciplined deal selection rather than chasing every listing. That starts with understanding local demand for rentals, neighborhood stability, and the type of tenant a property will attract. Investors are encouraged to evaluate purchase price against after-repair value, expected rents, and realistic renovation costs, then stress-test the numbers for vacancy, repairs, and financing terms. A key idea is that Burr works best when the buy is structured correctly, because later steps cannot reliably compensate for an overpaid acquisition or a market with weak rental fundamentals. The topic also covers assembling deal flow through agents, wholesalers, and direct-to-seller approaches, while maintaining clear criteria so time is not wasted. Proper underwriting includes confirming property condition, estimating timelines, and identifying title, zoning, or permitting constraints that could derail refinancing. Buying is presented as a negotiation and risk management exercise. Secure favorable terms, protect yourself with contingencies when appropriate, and plan the exit to a refinance from the beginning. Secondly, rehab, adding value through controlled renovations and project management. Rehab is where Burr creates measurable equity and improves rentability, but it is also where many investors lose time and money. The book frames renovation as a business process, defines scope, set standards, select contractors, and control costs with documentation and checkpoints. Rather than pursuing luxury upgrades, the emphasis is on improvements that raise appraised value and attract quality tenants, such as functional layouts, durable finishes, safety fixes, and mechanical reliability. Effective rehab planning includes line item budgeting, a realistic contingency reserve, and a schedule that accounts for inspections and material lead times. The author highlights the importance of clear contractor agreements, progress payments tied to completed work, and frequent site visits or a trusted project manager to catch issues early. Another theme is balancing speed with quality, because every extra month of rehab delays rent and increases carrying costs. Investors are guided to prioritize repairs that reduce future maintenance and prevent tenant complaints while avoiding over-improving relative to the neighborhood. Rehab is presented not as a one-time ordeal, but as a repeatable playbook that becomes more predictable when you standardize materials, document lessons learned, and build a reliable team. Thirdly, rent, stabilizing the asset with tenant selection and operations. Once rehab is complete, the Burr cycle depends on turning the property into a stable, income-producing asset. The book treats renting as both marketing and risk control. Pricing the unit correctly requires understanding comparable rentals, seasonality, and the trade-off between top dollar and time on market. Tenant screening is positioned as one of the highest leverage activities an investor can perform, because a good tenant protects the property, pays reliably, and reduces turnover costs. The author discusses building a process for applications, background, and income verification, and consistent criteria to stay organized and compliant. Beyond tenant selection, this topic focuses on property operations, setting expectations with a clear lease, establishing maintenance workflows, and keeping accurate records that support future financing. A stabilized property should show consistent rent collection, documented expenses, and a track record of care, all of which can strengthen refinance outcomes. The book also acknowledges the decision between self-management and hiring a property manager. The core point is that BRR is not only about acquiring properties, it is about operating them well so the business can scale without constant emergencies. Fourthly, refinance, pulling capital out with smart financing and timing. Refinancing is the step that turns Burr from a one-off flip into a compounding system by recycling cash into the next purchase. The book explains why lenders care about two things: property value and borrower strength. Improving value through rehab and stabilizing income through renting can open the door to more favorable loan terms. But timing matters because some lenders have seasoning requirements and appraisal standards that affect how much equity can be accessed. This topic covers common refinance paths and how to compare them based on interest rate, fees, required reserves, and long-term flexibility. It also highlights that refinancing is not automatically good. Pulling out too much equity can create thin cash flow or raise risk if rents soften or repairs spike. The author encourages investors to model cash flow under different rates and loan-to-value scenarios and to plan for higher payments, escrow changes, and reserve requirements. Preparing for refinance includes maintaining receipts, documenting improvements, and presenting the property well for appraisal. The refinance is presented as a strategic decision that should strengthen the portfolio, not simply maximize cash out. Lastly, repeat, scaling the portfolio with systems, teams, and risk management. The repeat stage is where BRRRR becomes a portfolio building strategy rather than a single project. The book focuses on creating systems that reduce decision fatigue and prevent common scaling mistakes. That includes standardizing acquisition criteria, renovation specs, and tenant screening workflows so each new deal is easier to execute. Building a reliable team becomes central. Investor-friendly agents, contractors, lenders, property managers, and insurance professionals who understand your goals and can move quickly. The author also stresses tracking performance with simple metrics such as cash-on-cash returns, reserves, vacancy, and repair trends, because scaling exposes small inefficiencies. Risk management is treated as an ongoing discipline. Maintain reserves, avoid over-leverage, insure properly, and diversify across neighborhoods or property types when appropriate. Another component of repetition is learning loops. Each project generates data about budgets, timelines, and tenant behavior, and the investor who documents outcomes can improve future forecasts and negotiation. The topic underscores mindset as well, encouraging patience and consistency over hype. Repeating BRRRR successfully means treating real estate as an operating business with process control, not as a series of lucky deals. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a step-by-step framework for building rental wealth without relying solely on high incomes or slow savings. New investors will benefit from the structured sequence that clarifies what to do first, what to measure, and where common pitfalls appear. Intermediate investors who have bought rentals but struggle with renovations, refinancing, or repeatability can use the BRRRR lens to tighten underwriting, improve project control, and create a clearer path to scaling. The main life benefit is financial leverage with discipline. The strategy aims to grow a portfolio while keeping capital available for new opportunities, which can accelerate progress toward cash flow goals and long-term net worth. Compared to many general real estate books, this one stands out by organizing the entire investment lifecycle into a single repeatable process and emphasizing operational execution, not just deal hype. It ties purchase decisions to renovation planning, tenant quality, and financing outcomes, helping readers see how each step affects the next. If you want a practical blueprint for recycling equity and building systems that support growth, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support David M. Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.